Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Kidnapping aftermath.
To hear his voice, it was just a lot of crying.
Abortion ban lawsuit.
It is now dangerous to be pregnant in Texas.
Memphis police reforms.
I'm afraid as a black woman.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Two Americans kidnapped last week in Mexico are now in a Texas hospital. Eric Williams was wounded in gunfire that preceded the abduction. Latavia McGee is okay, and two others in the group, Shahid Woodard and Zindel Brown, were killed. CBS's Omar Villafranca has the latest on the investigation and what a relative is saying.
The group was moved to multiple locations before being found at a stash house outside the city. We spoke to Eric Williams' wife, Michelle, as she described the emotional call with her husband, confirming that he was okay.
He's just glad to be alive. It's sad because two other people lost their lives.
One of McGee's family members told CBS News the group was traveling from South Carolina so she could get a cosmetic procedure and said McGee had been to the region before for similar reasons. But Tamaulipas is one of at least five Mexican territories under a State Department Do Not Travel advisory over concerns that include crime and kidnapping.
Five women have now filed suit in Texas, claiming the state's abortion ban put them and others in danger. CBS's Janet Chamlian spoke to one of the plaintiffs.
My heart broke into a million pieces.
Anna Zargarian was only 19 weeks pregnant when her water broke. Her doctor told her she had almost no chance of carrying her baby to term, and her own life was threatened.
My doctor put it was like, it's a 50-50 shot that you'll get an infection, but a less than 1% shot that you're going to leave this hospital with a baby.
Texas doctors told her they couldn't perform an abortion, so she traveled to Colorado.
I felt like a shell of a human, but I was just like wrapped up in grief.
Zargarian is now one of five women suing the state of Texas over its abortion law. A state trigger law banned abortion unless a woman's life is at risk or the fetus has a fatal diagnosis. And doctors who provide the procedure outside those limited circumstances face the possibility of life in prison. John Segoe helped that trigger law get passed. He says doctors need more education on what qualifies as life-saving.
Texas law does not require for a woman to be at death's door to save that woman.
The lawsuit asked the court to clarify medical exceptions.
Republican lawmakers in Florida are proposing an abortion ban at 6 weeks of pregnancy. A ban at 15 weeks was approved last year with no exceptions for rape or incest. Newly released court documents reveal more about what's at the heart of the lawsuit brought by a voting machine company against Fox News. Here's CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The latest emails and text messages revealed in Dominion Voting Systems' lawsuit against Fox News show Fox head Rupert Murdoch expressed concern about what his hosts were saying after the 2020 election.
There are a lot of serious issues surrounding the state's Dominion voting machines.
In an email to CEO Suzanne Scott, Murdoch wrote, maybe Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham went too far. And when Dominion lawyers asked during his January deposition, have you ever believed Dominion was engaged in a massive and coordinated effort to steal the 2020 presidential election? Murdoch replied, no. In fact, on January 5th, 2021, Murdoch suggested his primetime stars should acknowledge Joe Biden won the election.
The Memphis City Council's approved new police reforms 2 months after the death of Tyree Nichols, just days after his beating by police. They include more reviews of police training and excessive force cases, and they require officers to use only marked vehicles for routine traffic stops. Council Vice Chairman J.B. Smiley.
We have a ways to go when we talk about reforming police culture, but I am elated to see that the council members did what was right.
Five former Memphis officers have been charged with murder in the Nichols case. The city plans to release about 20 hours of video related to the encounter today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
A major storm is bearing down on California that could mean several more feet of snow in the Sierra Nevada, and rain could cause flooding elsewhere, like the San Francisco area where this woman lives.
This is my battle against the next storm, is the broom and that drain.
Snow removal is still a major issue for communities in the San Bernardino Mountains east of L.A. Oklahoma voters have rejected a measure that would allow the recreational use of marijuana. 21 states have legalized it. Oklahoma has one of the most robust medical marijuana programs in the country, with 2,800 licensed dispensaries. Two more eye drop brands have been hit with FDA recalls. CBS's Matt Piper says it comes after a recall of another product a month ago.
Recall notices are warning people that the product is non-sterile, meaning it may contain germs and bacteria. And that, says Mount Sinai, New York eye doctor Neha Sheikh, can lead to even more problems.
It can actually go through your tear ducts into the nose or the mucosa or the rest of the part of the body, and that can lead to other type of infection.
Dr. Catherine Colby of NYU Langone's Eye Center on why the recall uptick.
It's likely from contaminants in the manufacturing.
Five people have been permanently blinded, linked to recalled drops.
There's word the Biden administration is set to relax COVID testing restrictions for travelers from China, perhaps as soon as Friday. They took effect in January after a spike in infections in China. Downtowns in many major cities have struggled to recover from the jolt inflicted by the COVID pandemic, from fewer workers in offices to soaring rent. Here's CBS's Carter Evans.
A new Berkeley study analyzes cell phone GPS data to track activity and rank the economic recovery of 62 North American cities. San Diego's near the top of the list with plenty of housing and entertainment, but Seattle is near the bottom.
A lot of these professional services don't have to be face-to-face. They have no reason to come back.
Study author Karen Chappell says skyrocketing housing prices are also a problem.
You want people downtown 24/7, maybe put some more affordable housing in downtown areas.
So Seattle's now considering modifying zoning so unused offices can be turned into apartments. Markham McIntyre is Seattle's Director of Economic Development.
The public safety issues are real. We've got to make sure that people feel safe.
But Seattle business owners are still waiting for the downtown rebound.
The changes are coming and we're seeing them little by little.
Carter Evans, CBS News, Seattle.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The Michigan Court of Appeals is considering if the parents of the Oxford High School shooter can be charged in the deaths of four students in 2021.
James and Jennifer Crumbly have been charged with involuntary manslaughter. Prosecutors argue that their son Ethan's disturbing drawings and his fascination with guns should have been a wake-up call. James Crumbly's lawyer, Mariel Lehman, argues before the Michigan Court of Appeals,
the prosecution has failed to point to a single case
in which, under this context, an individual can be held criminally responsible for the calculated, deliberate acts of another person.
Oakland County Assistant Prosecutor Joseph Shada says it's an unusual case.
Charging the parents of a shooter is rare. It should be reserved for an egregious set of circumstances.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
16-year-old Ethan Crumbly has pleaded guilty to terrorism and murder and could be sentenced to life in prison without parole. And that's the CBS World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.